a tape. So you can take, you know, listen to me. Maybe you got that big Winnebago. Or maybe you're taking that bus trip to look at the biggest spectacle we have in this continent. The Grand Canyon. I mean, if you used to hock a lung, and let me put it in terms that most of the listeners will understand. If you used to hock a lunger over the side, over the lip, over the precipice of the Grand Canyon, you could smoke a camel, take a massive scratch of doodads before you heard the splat. That's how majestic it is. There's this one hillbilly trying, you know, they take canoe trips down that river at the bottom of the canyon. One hillbilly was trying to spit on people's heads. It evaporates, really, before it hits the ground. Just like a little thing. Two, 3 million people a year make the sojourn to the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's actually traffic jams up there. As people want to say they were there. They looked into the abyss. Well, there was this one bus making the windy road up there. Heading for the canyon. And the bus driver was hot. Because he'd made the trip. Like thousands of times. That was his job, driving people to the Grand Canyon. And he always ended up with a busload full of stinking, sweating, lousy tourists. The little kids with their bubblegum breath and their lollipops all over the floor. Their cameras clicking and their stupid questions. Some of the people would be impatient. What are we doing in traffic? Bus driver would feel the rising bile. But he had one old lady who was such a feisty old bird that kind of put him over the edge. They're going up that windy road. Bus driver takes a second to reach up and grab a handkerchief off the visor so he can wipe the schwitz off his brow. When his old lady pokes him in the butt with an umbrella and says, "Hey, is that the Grand Canyon?" I said, "No, you old bat. It's my Bombay's. Now sit down and shut up."
Grease Man, DC 101.